Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here. Hoping to encourage you once again as the Lord is laying on my heart here to speak about faith. And if you called in yesterday, which would be the 9th of January, you heard that I was going through the beginning of Hebrews 11, speaking about faith. How it says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things not seen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I just thought it'd be good for us to look at what faith is and what faith is not. Sometimes it's easier for us to understand how to do something when we look at what not to do. And what faith is not is doubt in the finished work on the cross, as we know that faith is our faith in Jesus is is really the foundation of Christian life, our faith in the finished work of the cross. So if we doubt that, then we don't have faith. And if we have unbelief that Jesus did enough on the cross, that Him dying on the cross is enough, then we have unbelief, and that is not faith, because we have faith that what Jesus did on the cross is enough. So I just figured that might help us to look at that a little bit from the other side, that doubt and unbelief are the opposite of faith. So we'll be starting here in Hebrews 11, verse 33. I went through the first 32 verses yesterday. And now we're starting in verse 33 here, see, Hebrews 11, verse 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, speaking about the men of old from the Old Testament, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. God gave many promises to the old prophets back in the Old Testament. Stopped the mouth of the lions, as we know that speaking about Daniel, where he got thrown into the lion's den, very familiar story for most of us. And if we put ourselves in his shoes, we know that it took faith. He knew that he was going to get thrown in the lion's den, but he still refused to quit praying. He refused to compromise, even though he knew he was going to be thrown into the lion's den. He had a lot of faith in God. Quench the violence of the fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of the weakness were made strong. Wax valiant in fight. Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again. And the others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. And when I read that, I have to think of the Anabaptist forefathers, where they were tortured. They had an option of saying, no, they're not Christians, and they would have been delivered. But they refused to accept the deliverance, and they went straight forward with the tortures, and they died at the stake, and they were burned at the stake, and whatever else they could imagine do with them, and that they might obtain a better resurrection. They knew that. They had faith in God that if they endure to the end, that they will have a better resurrection. The others have trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yeah, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. I have to think of Paul there, who is very clear. He went through, had some cruel mockings, and he was whipped, and he was put in jail, and he was in prison. And yeah, they were stoned. They were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and in goatskins, being desolate, afflicted, tormented. And in verse 38 it says, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And after these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They did not see Jesus. They looked forward to Jesus. The blood sacrifice they were making in the Old Testament time was looking forward to Jesus. And they never received the promise before they died. But we have received the promise. We know that Jesus died on the cross, and we live in the resurrected power of Him. And these men, not having received the promise, they received a good report of their faith. Do we receive a good report of our faith? after having received the promise. Good point to ponder, because that is the foundation of the Christian life, is faith. God, having provided some better things for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Going on to chapter 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, you can read the Old Testament, you can read the New Testament, you can read the Martyr's Mirror, you can read the Voice of the Martyrs, which is a modern-day magazine that goes about, it's about the persecuted Christians from other countries, and we have this great cloud of witnesses around us. These people are dying for Jesus, even today, by the thousands, they're dying for Jesus. They're refusing to compromise the Word of God. They're refusing to compromise and turn back to some heathen religion, and they're dying for their faith. And they're it's a great cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight. If you're weighed down with sin, lay aside your sin, and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. Many of us struggle with some particular besetting sin, and we're not keeping our eyes focused on Jesus. And if you don't have your daily quiet time, as in, I was listening to a messenger recently, and he said that you're only as real as your quiet time. And that's very true. You're only as real as your quiet time. And if you really want to get over a sin that keeps besetting you, if you get with the Lord every morning, He will give you grace to get through. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And there it comes out very plainly again that Jesus is the author of our faith. He was there at the beginning of the world. He is still there. He's the finisher of our faith. He is what our faith is in. Who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross. That's a very profound statement, saying, who for the joy. How many of us would say that suffering is joy? But Jesus looked forward to it with joy, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. There God has exalted Him, and God will do the same thing for us. Modern day persecution in America is not what it was, what it is back in other countries, or it was back in the Bible's time. But we still have to suffer some persecution. We still suffer some shame, and we need to just keep our eyes focused on Jesus, and trust that He will see us through. That God will also lift us up, and we will obtain a better resurrection. And I would also just like to read Romans 8:18. See us here this morning. And here it's speaking about also speaking about the same lines. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Very plainly that, once again, we need to endure the cross at all costs. Not compromise the Word of God, not compromise the truth that God has given in His Word, and that we need to keep our faith fixed on Jesus. Well, I hope it was inspiring for you this morning again, and Lord willing, I want to share on more of Hebrews 12 tomorrow, and that we may continue to be encouraged, and that I could bear the burden that God has laid on my heart here. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.